Exercise 4, page 66. Listen, and for questions 1 to 4, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. Extract 1.
Did you see that documentary last night about the state of the nation's mental health?
No, I missed it. Was it good?
It was very interesting, if a little disturbing. I had no idea that it was such a big problem. So many people suffer in silence because there is such a stigma attached to it. One person they interviewed, who had been struggling with depression for years, said it made them unemployable. In other words, they were a virtual pariah on the job scene. I mean, we shouldn't be penalizing people who are trying to recover from life's setbacks and hardships. We should be helping them.
You are absolutely right, but I think things are starting to get better. I know that many people are still wary of mental illness, but that comes from ignorance of the issue. Now that we're hearing more about it, I think society is slowly becoming more understanding towards sufferers. And that's the key. Educating people removes the fear of the unknown. Once you understand the problem, you can start to address it and come up with solutions that make a difference. It's a lot better than burying your head in the sand and hoping the problem will just go away.
Extract 2.
Morning, Sophie. Are you all right? You don't look so good.
I'm just tired. I was up late last night studying.
You should be careful about that. Lack of sleep can cause a whole host of problems, and I'm not just talking about feeling tired. Even minor sleep disturbances can lead to serious problems. It can affect your level of concentration, your metabolism, your mood, and it can weaken your immune system, making you susceptible to infections. Your body's internal clock gets severely messed up if you don't stick to a sleeping schedule and get enough quality shut-eye. I know I'm a mess if I don't go to bed and get up at the same time every day. I actually get quite severe migraines if my schedule is disturbed.
I usually do keep to a sleeping schedule, even at weekends. I just had one late night. It's not like I have chronic sleep deprivation. I know that can have profound consequences on health and lead to all sorts of medical problems, from heart conditions and obesity to high blood pressure and diabetes. Your body needs sleep, because that's the time when it repairs itself.